Yo, what's good, guys? It's Keeping It 9000. Welcome to episode 154. Yes, 154. Let's get it. On this week, we talked about the brand new Dragon Ball Park opening up in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And we also talked about One Piece going on a manga hiatus for 3 whole weeks.
3 weeks.
After that, me and Cap got into talking about the current state of shonen anime mm-hmm. and the uprising of the Dark Trio. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we played some anime games. You know, we talked about the top 10 anime top 10 anime protagonists, as well as, you know, some solo leveling content on our Keeping It Not Can You Keep It 9000 game. Thanks. And some people get shot. Some people have to eat some things that they don't want to eat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're all good sports here on Keeping It 9000, right?
Yep. So tune in 3, 2, 1.
Did you shoot?
No.
It's over 9,000! What is up? What is good? You know the vibes. It is New York's anime podcast. Yes, I'm talking sir. Keeping It 9,000.
Facts.
Otaku with my...
Brotaku.
Shonen with my...
Bronin.
Anime conversations from a...
N-Y-C-P-O-V.
Let's get it. Yo, in regular Keeping It 9,000 anime conversation fashion, let's just get straight on into it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Anime news.
What we got? What's up? What's up with the anime world this week, bro?
One Piece just hit chapter 1111.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How was chapter 1111? Because you read it, right?
I did not read the latest chapter. I'm on 1110.
Gotcha.
But 1110 was crazy.
Well, you got a lot of time to read 1111 because they're going on a 3 week hiatus.
Wait, what?
Right, 3 weeks, fam.
Nah.
Oda was like, all right, I'm going to give y'all 1111 and then I'm going to see y'all in about a month.
That shit better be an 80-page chapter. What do you mean? I guess I'll look. You know, I'll read each page a day.
Yeah, each page a day. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
21 days.
21 days.
I could do 2 pages a day probably. I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, Oda's been doing this a lot lately though. It's interesting because he came from the era where it was just like, yo, you write a chapter a week unless it's Golden Week, Christmas, or somebody died. Yeah. Like, that's just what the old format was. But now he's kind of getting away from that. He's taking breaks. Based off of somebody who's currently reading it, do you feel like the quality still stands when he takes the breaks? Or do you feel like it's a little shaky sometimes?
Nah, the quality's phenomenal. He goes crazy. Like, I think he's one of the last mangaka to, I think, maintain quality every chapter and not sacrifice to get it out for production or for reading or consumption. I think that he takes his time and really, truly gives us what we need. Yeah.
Word. Yeah, so for all you One Piece lovers, for all you One Piece readers, you got about 3 weeks to catch up to the full thing because, yo, from what I'm hearing, I'm not reading Egghead yet. I'm still on the anime. I'm still on Whole Cake Island. It's okay. Up for put in. We said it before. When I read it, though, like, I feel like I'm going to catch up ASAP. So for those who are there, enjoy the journey, and we'll see how things go in the next couple weeks.
Yeah,
nah. Other things in anime news. We all know Akira passed away a little bit ago.
Rest in peace to our GOAT.
R.I.P. Akira. About 3 weeks afterwards, they announced that there is a Dragon Ball themed theme park that is going to be in Saudi Arabia.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? Yo, and they are spending bread. Like, I mean, you know how they do it out there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got a Lamborghini or a McLaren or a Porsche. Like, it's regular.
Nah, it's crazy, bro. I didn't get to step out into Dubai once, but I had a layover in Dubai once. And I remember walking in and just walking through the terminal. The way that they build stuff is not the way that they build stuff over here. Something that will take us, like, a year to build, they can get done in about 4 months.
That's efficient as hell.
Like, they speed it up. We don't have any news as far as how long it'll take them to build that Dragon Ball theme park, but I'm sure we're going to see it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it's done tomorrow.
Like, I don't think we're waiting 10 years to see that giant Shenron. You feel me?
Yeah, I think whenever the last news... outlet that got paid to report on it reports on it is when they're gonna say, all right, guys, now report again that we are now ready to open doors.
Facts. Nah, the theme park is gonna be an interesting thing because it's gonna be the first time we've ever seen something like that gigantic coming from an anime. Mm-hmm. Maybe like Studio Ghibli, they do have that whole like park that has a lot of Studio Ghibli type themes, but it's much smaller than what this is gonna be. Bro, this is gonna be 310 square miles.
Yeah. That's crazy. What? You know, this is the thing about, like, I think Dragon Ball Z and like Akira Toriyama, that's kind of just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's like, you guys have to understand, Akira Toriyama's impact was so strong that bro is sanctioned by governments. Mm-hmm. He had governments addressing his passing. Mm-hmm. This is money going mm-hmm. into his universe and world. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro, when you make big. An IP and then you have a theme park built after it, who else got that? You have him, you got Disney.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling has like certain things that are similar with Harry Potter, but nothing that big.
Yeah.
Ghibli, you have that Ghibli dream park in Japan. Mm-hmm. And what else is there?
There's like smaller anime theme parks that never really make the news, but mm-hmm. they exist. Like, there was a Naruto park. Mm-hmm. There's just like small, like mini, like, you know, like,
yeah, they ain't 310 square miles.
Nah, it's like when the carnival comes to the hood, mm-hmm. they got like the four block section. That's kind of like what it's like.
Yeah, it's just some tents and statues.
And like then one Ferris wheel. I don't know how the fuck they got that shit in the middle of the hood, but they got it there.
Yeah, nah, that's facts. They're also building rides for this.
That's crazy.
Apparently, they're building 5 state-of-the-art amusement park rides for it, which would be interesting because I'm not sure if they're just going to be regular amusement park rides or if they're going to be using like AR, VR,
yeah.
or if there's going to be a whole Dragon Ball coaster where you're just on the back of Shenron going through the world of Dragon Ball,
yeah.
or maybe a hyperbolic time chamber type of ride. That would be fire as hell, right?
I saw this meme the other day about the hyperbolic time chamber, and now I can't get that meme out of my head.
Oh, what?
It was like, oh, wow. You know, Dragon Ball, they kind of paused because they really be in the hyperbolic time chamber. You're not telling me someone coming out of there regular with men. They go in with other men. I'm like,
stronger than ever. What you been doing over there?
Don't worry about it, feel me? My key game is up, you heard? Nah, but I feel like what would be crazy of a ride would be like, you know, like flying, mm-hmm. you know, emulating the flying feeling of Dragon Ball Z.
Like
if you're
on a Nimbus or it's, just like actually you individually flying.
So I was thinking it's either like a feeling where you ride a Nimbus or mm-hmm. you know how like in like what's that, the Superman? It could be like a Superman spoof type ride where you're except a Saiyan or Goku, mm-hmm. like, you know, flying through the park or whatever. Mm-hmm. That could be. And I know they got money. They could do some crazy stuff with this park. Like,
facts. You trying to go?
Saudi Arabia, come in, bro.
Be outside.
Can we get sponsored? Can we get tickets? What's
oh,
up,
yeah,
guys?
Nah. You know those tickets going to be like $500 a pop.
Bro, I feel like it's not even $500 to even get into the airport.
No, those flights are expensive.
Bro, the flights are expensive, but you get to fly Emirates. Was it Emirates?
Emirates.
Bro, it's like, that's a good airline. Did you take it before?
I took Emirates once, but I don't got it like that. We bought the cheapest tickets in Emirates, and it was still pretty expensive. It was fire, though.
Crazy.
Emirates was fire. They give you a little face mask. They give you some socks to wear.
What?
Unlimited wine on the flight, but that's most airplane flights. Food was decent as well.
Yeah.
It was good. And Emirates is like, they're double-decker planes. Mm. So there's like a lower level and then there's an upper level. They got a bar in the back. It has its own lounge. If you're flying Emirates first class, Emirates is ridiculous.
What is
for
it,
those who
soul
don't know,
plane?
If y'all fly and you want to know what's the most top tier airlines to fly, Emirates is definitely like in the top 3. So check that out.
That's crazy. Bro was on soul plane for real.
that's a fact. But lastly about this, yeah, it should be something really interesting. They have about 30 different attractions that are attached to it as well. There's not many details that have come out just yet. All we know is that it is being built in Saudi Arabia. It's about 310 miles. There's going to be 5 roller coasters and a bunch of like different Dragon Ball themed things. So we're probably going to see a hyperbolic time chamber. Probably see a giant Shenron. Mm. We'll probably see our favorite Dragon Ball characters in the way. Korin, Goku, Piccolo. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm excited to see how this turns out. And I'm excited to hear more news about it. And one day, me and Jaquel, you will find us out in Saudi, you know, Kamehameha in the Dragon Ball theme park because we're outside.
Best believe I'm pulling up with my McLaren with Bulma on the side of the whip. I got to pop out right. I can't just show up to the Saudi Arabian Dragon Ball theme park looking broke. What, I'm going to walk there? Like, you know what? Better yet, I'm going to use one of the Capsule Corp joints. Like,
that's a fact. Yeah.
There's a lot of things they could do with that park. Yo, hit us up. You need ideas.
Yeah, we're here. Let us know. Yo, so what are you watching lately, Jaquel?
All right, so boom, what am I watching? Right now, I am watching, recently, I know you guys know already, they've done the Yu Yu Hakusho live action on Netflix.
Mm.
I'm still finishing that. I took my time through it. I think I'm in, like, the third episode or something like that right now.
How is it so far?
I mean, honestly, it's not Yu Yu Hakusho. I think that live action looks good now. I think that there's a ever progressing standard to what live action is. Mm. But do I think it's perfect? They're rushing the story.
It's live action. I'm not going to ask you if you think it's perfect. I'm asking you if you think it's good.
It's watchable.
Okay.
It's so watchable. You know? Okay. I mean, I think that the blessing of Yu Yu Hakusho is if you didn't read the manga, the anime is kind of like, you know, the fights go for the fight scenes. So it's not like you understand what Yu Yu Hakusho at its greatest animation looks like too. Mm-hmm. So I think that helps, you know, the live action stand out on its own.
Right.
But like, you know, the acting's okay. I think that Yusuke using his spirit gun is fun.
Okay.
Like, I know there's like the second episode where he fights that giant red ogre thing and mm-hmm. he pulls up to the ogre and shoots it in the mouth point blank range. I was like, that's crazy. I don't remember if that was an episode in the anime at all.
I think it was when, yeah, because I think during that scene, he actually stuck something in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember, I haven't seen the live action. I think I've seen like maybe one
episode. Yeah, same thing. He like sticks like a shard of glass in his mouth and then shoots him point blank.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, but they kind of, I feel like it's rushed. Like, why am I seeing Kurama and Hiei in the first episode, second episode vibe, you know?
I mean, it is rushed, but live action anime has to be rushed because if they were, bro, if they went the same, if they were episode for episode with live action versus animated, you'd be like, yo, I'm not waiting 30 episodes just to see the tuning exams. You feel me?
No, facts. That's true. But I guess it's just like that. It's like the pacing of it is a little weird, but I'll have to get used to it. But overall, I think that it's good. I can't wait to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I low-key never finished the last episode, I think, of the One Piece live action, too. So I need to finish that. Mm. But, yo, Yu Yu Hakusho is on Netflix now. I'm a broke-ass guy. I use Hulu to watch my anime sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that was the only way I could watch Yu Yu Hakusho. Mm-hmm. And now it's on Netflix, but no ads. Unless you got the Netflix account with ads. If you do, you're broke.
we not talking about people's financial status, fam.
Just kidding, because I got Hulu with ads. So, bro, it does not matter. Consume your anime you want to consume it. But I'm happy that I can watch Yu Yu Hakusho. So I was watching the Dark Tournament, actually, this past like week. And it was just fun to just rewatch it again. Mm-hmm. I did watch it in dubbed because I wanted to hear.
Did they go all the way through the Dark Tournament?
I think they're not done.
Okay.
Or it's like, I don't know. I didn't finish everything.
Okay.
There's still a lot more. I was watching the part where he's boxing the guy. And they like, he like stands on the blade. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, bro, you just gotta box me to death. Like, I get it. We're both low on spirit energy. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just gonna box until we die. Dude. Like, let's die. Yeah, he was Australian in the dub. I don't know if he was Australian.
He was Australian in the anime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But they say some crazy stuff on that show, bro.
They'll say some crazy shit in the anime, fam.
Bro, like, I remember the human lady, I forgot who it was walking through the hallway, and the demons was like, yo, what's good, ma? Yo, you trying to have a fun time over here? Come on, we won't hurt, like.
The demons are from New York? The demons are Bronx.
The demons of the Bronx was out there in the Dark Tournament. Like, it was crazy, but it's fire. I think that it is good sometimes to check in and rewatch anime. I think that if this Naruto live action successfully, not live action, if the Naruto reboot comes out successfully within the next year,
right,
I would definitely watch that and then rewatch Naruto again. Mm. You know?
That's the thing. I mentioned this about Avatar. The live action anime makes me want to watch the live action, the original anime, more than it makes me want to watch the live action.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the benefit of having these live actions, good or bad. It kind of makes you have that nostalgia to go, yo, let me actually come back to the OG.
Yeah, facts. How about you, bro? What are you watching or reading right now?
Right now, it's Mashle. Mashle, Magic and Muscles. Mashle, if you haven't heard of Mashle, imagine Harry Potter mixed with Black Clover mixed with Mob Psycho. So you got like the magic of Harry Potter. You got the personality of Mob from Mob Psycho within the main character. And then you have, like, the lack of magic and powers of Asta from Black Clover.
So he's an inept, socially on the spectrum, kind of just, like, guy in the back of a corner.
Yeah, so to break down a little bit, the main character's name is Mash. He's a kid that was born with no magic powers. Zero, zilch, nada. Everyone around him has magic. Some are stronger, some are just, weaker, but everybody has magic. And this world is so like buried in the, they're so like used to using magic and dependent on their magic that they've kind of like lost the ability for certain like physical things. And he was raised as an orphan. His father was like, yo, you don't got any magic powers. We're going to need you to I'm going to need to teach you how to defend yourself in some type of way. So his father just put him through a Saitama workout. You're running 10 kilometers every day. You're doing 1,000 push-ups. You're doing 1,000 sit-ups. You're swimming across the lake or whatever.
God bless.
Him doing that throughout his teenage years, he's strong as hell, bro. Like, he's so strong that people come up to him with magic powers and they try to fight him. And he's just like, all right, bink. And knocks them out. And they're coming straight up hands with like strong magic. Like they're throwing like the strongest magic shit at him.
Yeah.
But he's so strong that it don't even mean anything to him.
That's crazy.
It's a good anime. It's definitely one of those animes where it's not like, it's not the grail. It's not gonna be your favorite anime, but it's one of those anime where it's unique enough where you're going to be like, oh, I'll take the 23 minutes it takes to watch an episode week by week just because it's something different. It's something low key. It's not changing the game, but it's also just, it's a fun watch.
All right, I'm going to add it to my list. I remember when the manga was like starting out, mm-hmm. I tried to read it. And every time I was about to read it, I always get a notification on Discord talking about JJK chapter 150 something's out right now. And I'm like, you know what? That's more enticing. And no. I would just read JJK instead.
No, that's facts. Because again, it's not like, it's not going to draw your eyes. It's not as intense as the JJK. So it doesn't like make you want to see what's going on week by week. Speaking of JJK, if you're not reading the manga, get on that manga, bro.
Get on that manga. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, but yo, this is one thing, bro. How you feel about Gege? And I mean, like, spoiler, there's a lot going on right now, but there's a fight going on right now. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Gege and his just disrespect of every single character from the universe at this point?
I will say this about this. If you're a fan of Jujutsu Kaisen and you care about the characters, stop caring about the characters, because Gege does not care about you or the characters that you like.
Yeah,
he is writing this story to make everybody miserable. So just realize that and you'll have the most fun along this ride, because now he's just lining up people for comedy. He's like, yo, you like this character? Okay, we'll see what happens to them next. And also, I will say this. This is not too spoilery, but I will say this. If y'all thought Gojo was racist, just you wait. Just you wait. And oh, I say man. Nothing else.
Oh, man. Yo, one thing I do want to talk about that, like from the recent chapter, that's just not spoiler. Mm. It's kind of like the positioning of the characters in Jujutsu Kaisen. And I'm talking about the older sorcerers.
Mm-hmm.
They was capping. Mm. A lot of the stuff that was going on during the beginning of the series could have been stopped straight up by a couple of characters. They just didn't want to do nothing.
Oh, yeah. They were lazy, bro. It's too much spoilers, yeah, bro.
I don't want to spoil nothing, but I just want to, let's bring it back to the beginning when they fought Mahito at the end of season 2.
Okay.
And you remember when Miwa, mm-hmm. well, you know, she did that little thing, right?
She was like, I'm going to put everything into this sword slice. And Geto, you're out of here.
Remember, Geto queued up 100% mm-hmm. Uzumaki. You know who deflected that?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And bro gonna act like he's not strong. Bro defended a special grade attack point blank range in 2 seconds. Come on, bro. He could have stopped everything. Like,
But plot.
We don't need
plot. But plot.
Yo, that's like, it's like, oh, man. So many things about anime sometimes where I'm just like, so you was gonna write this in the future. Come on, like.
I mean, that's the thing, though. It's a story. My man's writing a chapter a week for the most part.
True.
You can't get everything to the T, bro. He's not everybody's Oda.
That is true. Because I just think about it, too. I was like, bro was running away from Jogo. Could have body joke. Come on, bro. I digress. read JJK if you haven't read it. Catch up, please. I think that if you're waiting for the anime to catch up with the manga, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. Because it's just,
you're going to wait a long ass time, bro.
Wait a long time.
Because Culling Games is long.
It's long. It's mm-hmm. probably like two seasons at least. Yeah. Two seasons.
Like, they're going to have to split Culling Game in half.
Yeah, they're hitting that, what's that called again? The same thing they did for Bleach and Attack on Titan. Yeah, they're definitely hitting the course for the mm-hmm. Culling Games, for sure. So, gotcha. We're warning you now.
I got a question for you, bro.
What's good?
I need you to do something.
Oh, my God.
I need you to do something right now, God. Bro. I need...
Every day.
Bro, I need you to hit me with the top 5 anime arcs. Your top 5 anime arcs right now.
Okay, 10, easy. Sasuke 9, retrieval
okay,
arc.
Okay.
The Naruto Shinobi War or fourth grade ninja war.
Okay,
arc.
That's your second Naruto. You don't got no more.
Oh mm-hmm. my God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Boruto meets Boro.
Boruto counts. Get the hell out of here.
Oh my God.
Nah, redo
the
that
bounce
third one.
Arc. Nah, okay. The bounce arc.
Okay, that's cap.
Okay, the Oh my God.
The arc?
Nothing is coming to my head,
the
bro.
The bounce arc?
All right, the Hunter's Island arc.
Okay.
Okay, and then Hunter's Island Skypiea. Arc. Aria of One Piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should have got it for that one, but I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't even remember Skypiea like that, but I just said it because that was the first thing that came to my mind.
When you said the Bount Arc, bro, I'm gonna slap you in your mouth. Bount Arc?
I was just like, what arcs have we talked about recently, bro?
Like, who are you, Young Thug's lawyer?
Chill. I don't want to get locked up too. Oh man, speaking of Thug, this is just random, not anime related, but yo, Kendrick, Drake, and Cole.
Mm.
Crazy. Imagine if Oda was just like, actually, what's his name again? The Bleach guy.
Tite?
Yeah.
Kubo?
Yeah, Tite and Kishimoto, y'all ain't
y'all not the best. I'm the GOAT.
I'm the GOAT. Clearly, I'm the GOAT.
We need that, though. We need anime manga beef, bro. We need Gege to pop out and be like, yo, you ain't nothing, bro.
You ain't nothing.
You're like, Oda, you need those 3 weeks, don't you? A mangaka like me?
I don't know, man. Oda might be like, bro, you release every 3 weeks and then you stop. So what you talking about? What you want?
He's like, my hands get tired. I never needed 3 weeks back to back, though. Taking months off. Get out of here.
What's the Black Clover guy? He's in the corner like, yeah.
Man. Oh, nah. He needs to keep his mouth shut. He's dropping 4 chapters a month.
4 chapters a year.
A year? Nah, my bad. Four crazy. Chapters a year?
Nah, it's crazy.
Nah. Nah, they look at him and call him. They look at him and call him pussy, bro.
Bro, straight up. Even the new guy in the block is just like, bruh.
Get your weight up.
Facts.
All right, though. Speaking of manga, though, like, we've been on this manga topic for a little bit, and let's just keep it going.
Manga.
Yo, Shonen Jump is in a weird place right now, isn't it?
What's going on?
Let's talk about
it. Let's get to it.
Yeah. So, just Shonen Jump in general. Like, we're used to the old Shonen Jump. We grew up in the 90s, and, like, we started getting into anime in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. When we were into Shonen Jump is when the Big Three was becoming, like, the Big Three and became the Big Three. And the themes of Shonen Jump was very... It was always the same thing for the most part. You'd have your main protagonist who was going throughout a journey along with his friends. But it was a lot, like, lighter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, now the themes in anime are much more darker, gruesome, and gory. And it's cool because we're adults now, so we're more attracted to those themes, I feel like. But it is changing the industry. So, like, now when people who are younger than us are coming in and seeing these themes, they are seeing it, and they're probably like, whoa. And they're probably like, this is fire. But some of them might be like, this is a little too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact. And I feel like a lot of those themes, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of those were more related to, like, the seinen genre. Mm-hmm. And they weren't really, like, published the same way. Like, mm-hmm. Shonen Jump is, you know, it's a widely spread magazine. So a lot of those darker themes were only hid between certain arcs and chapters. But, like, you know, if you wanted to watch those dark anime too, they weren't on, like, the main blocks as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they were kind of, like, deep cut animes that maybe had OVAs or, like, maybe short, maybe 6 to 12 episode runs. Mm-hmm. Now they're front page. Like, it's crazy.
Facts. And even, like, the manga, I don't even think, did Shonen Jump produce, like, seinen manga? Like, was Death Note on Shonen Jump? Is that where you could read it on?
That's weird. You know, remember we were talking last week about the different categorizations of, like, Japanese Shonen Jump?
Yeah.
How they have, like, 10 different versions of their monthly. I would have to do more research on that. But I don't know if Death Note was on the main Shonen Jump. It could have been, though. I feel like it could have been.
Yeah, because I remember, like, other stuff back in the day, but I feel like Shonen Jump was always, like, definitely geared towards kids around our age back then, so, like, middle school and high school. But now, Shonen Jump, bro, we have Hell's Paradise, Chainsaw Man, and JJK. Like, children of that age can read it and can enjoy it, but these anime / manga are meant for adults.
I don't want my child watching or reading Hell's Paradise. There's, like, literally no way. There's literally scenes of plants fornicating, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm good. But the Dark Trio is crazy. Like, those three, and we can say now that is, like, you know, we're on the same page across the world of calling that group the Dark Trio. Yeah. And it is what it is. Like, they have some really heavy themes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not some stuff for, it's rated M for mature. Like,
yeah, because it's not just, like, death and gore. It gets beyond that when you go into this, like, especially when you're talking about, like, Chainsaw Man. It's just all blood. It's all blood. It's all sex, which I'm not mad at, but I just feel like it's not for children. Like, yeah. And we were definitely watching things that weren't for children back in the day. I'm not saying this in a judgmental way. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if people are seeing this, they're not thinking this is 13, 15, 16-year-old content. Like, this is definitely content for, like, 17 and above, I would say.
Facts. And, like, you know, you guys have to understand even, like, the name Shonen Jump. Shonen is, like, young man.
Yeah, yeah.
Young boy. Mm-hmm. This is not nothing for my young boys. I would not show my nephews this Shonen Jump stuff low-key. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean,
your nephews are watching it regardless.
Yeah, I'm the cool uncle. They watch it with me. But it's just, like, you know, like, I feel like you, like, it's just... It's tough. Also, I think it's a thing where the theme of Shonen Jump is growing up with the characters. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if I could do that with this new generation of like protagonists in the Dark Trio and associates. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they all don't really have major grow up arcs as well as they used to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially with like the time skips and everything. I feel like nowadays a time skip just is not years anymore.
It's, like it's 6 months.
Months at most. And there's no differentiating of the character. Like, I'm still waiting for a My Hero time skip, bro. I don't think I'm ever going to get it.
I mean, I think the time skip was just the Deku going rogue. Yeah. Like, that was the months that they needed to get their lives together in that time. People
that's
need to
not
heal.
Good enough. I don't feel like a time skip. I need to see this person age.
Yeah.
If you ain't coming back taller with shorter hair, I'm not interested in this time skip.
Like, Deku's still a freshman. People don't realize that. Like, bro is still a freshman.
Bro, they going through it in My Hero, bro. It's been like 5 months.
It's been 5 months. And that makes me think too. I think about like the third year. It's like, what did they go through in their first 2 years? Because they was about to get a diploma and cruise off into becoming a hero. Meanwhile, freshman is just like, boom, the world's ending. This is our My Hero Academia, I guess. Like,
facts. Yo, let's talk about the protagonists in general when it comes to Shonen Jump.
Let's get to it.
So the protagonist personalities and who they are is much different now than it has been in the past, right? Like back in the day, it used to be like the happy-go-lucky character. For example, you'd have Naruto, Luffy, Kenshin from Rurouni Kenshin, Goku from Dragon Ball. Like happy-go-lucky. Obviously, they went through their tough times. They went through their struggles. But at the end of the day, they always came back with a smile.
Yeah.
These two Shonen protagonists, they is smiling, bro.
Oh, yeah. Literally for sure. I think that, and that's the thing about their stories, there's nothing to smile for. I think the modern day Shonen protagonists are all at some point on the spectrum of needing mental help from what's going on in their lives or what's currently happening to them. Let's talk about Yuji. Yuji, our man, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't happy, but he wasn't mad. He was kind of a neutral guy.
Word.
And then I think the story just shoots him all the way down. Mm-hmm. And I think even him trying to fight back and be happy, he's still getting mentally worse. He's just like, cool, I guess have to add this baggage on top of everything else. So bro is really struggling as a protagonist. Like, you know, he has happy, goofy moments sometimes.
Yeah.
But we don't get that in the series as it goes deeper.
Yeah, like Yuji is not a happy character overall. Naruto, even though he went through some depressive stuff, he's a happy character.
He's a happy guy.
Yuji's life is depression. Again, so is Naruto's. He went through his stuff, but Naruto's not waking up in Shibuya with blood everywhere, realizing that he's killed hundreds of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Yuji's waking up realizing that.
Yeah.
It's a completely different game when you come through these characters. Not to say that one has been through anything worse than the other, because they've both been through their stuff, but like, it's just the way that they're taking it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I feel like Naruto would kind of go through it. He'd feel the feels and then he'd move on. Yuji is feeling the feels. He's like moving forward, but he still has all of that on his shoulders.
Facts. And I think that when you bring up Naruto and Yuji as like, you know, like foils and comparisons, I like to talk about just how like Naruto has time to recover sometimes from a lot of the trauma that happens to him along his journey.
True. Like Jiraiya dies, you have a couple of days to, you know, settle and get with it.
Exactly. But
Nanami
Yuji
dies.
Nobara dies the same day.
You got to make moves right now.
Right.
There ain't
now
no time to be depressed.
Yeah.
Bruh, it's tough.
It's tough.
I like it though, because it's like these are themes that people face in real life. People do face loss. People face depression.
Yeah.
And to have these characters not just like be automatically okay and get over it is, even though I don't need anime to be realistic, it is more indicative of what things are like in real life.
Yeah, that's a fact. But you know, I guess like also too, not everything is as bad in these worlds as we see too. Because then you have characters like Gojo, who's arguably the strongest, But because he's so strong, he can be the comedic relief. Nothing's going to kill him. So he's like, I can make a joke. It's cool. What you going to do? Being blue, red, purple? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like I think there's still sometimes that space in Shonen to keep it a little bit lighthearted. Yeah. But I just think it's not the same anymore. I think that before, the room was lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like it's just a character or like a moment that could be lighthearted within the pain and struggle. Like, Denji's going to talk about them things.
Yeah.
And then somebody's head off.
Die, yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's so crazy. Or, like, I mean, I don't even know. Hell's Paradise? I feel like there was no funny moments in Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, no.
Reading it, I was just depressed the whole time. Like,
like, dude, this is good.
It's like, bro, think he got his wife? Oh no. You feel me? Like, there's just not much moments for that, many moments for that. But, like.
Are you mad at it, though?
Am I mad at it? Part of me is like not mad at it because I think that, like, you know, when you talk about traditional shonen, there was a lot of the times where those darker arcs or those darker moments was kind of what I was like secretly craving from these characters because I was like, they're too happy.
Yeah.
They're way too happy. Yeah, so
especially growing up in the Bronx, you're like, I ain't that happy.
Yeah. Why can't we crush in the same way that the ops crush me? You feel me? Like, and I think that a lot of these mangaka are taking advantage of that and giving us really the worst case scenarios for a lot of these scenes. Yeah. Like, I remember, you know, what's that one called? Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul was one of those first mangas that I read that from beginning to the end, it didn't get better.
Yeah.
It literally got progressively worse every single time. Mm-hmm. And I felt like with these new generation Dark Trio manga and anime, it's kind of the same vibe. Even a Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer is supposed to be in the middle of like happy sometimes, sad sometimes.
It's just silly. It's like you have the most depressing parts. Like, you'll see people just get smoked. You'll see people's families die. And then you'll have Inosuke do some dumb shit. And you'll be like, okay, I guess there's some like fun moments. Yeah. But then it's straight murder, pillaging, and just death for the rest of the series.
Facts.
Like, it's death and silliness. And that's it.
Yeah. It's so crazy. What else did we forget? We talked about what's bro's name? Deku.
Deku, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mushoku Tensei. Tensei. That's a fun shonen to watch. It's an isekai, but it's shonen though. To watch but you still have like those depressive moments because if you're looking at the overarching theme of Mushoku Tensei, it's about a guy who was not living the life that he wanted to live.
Yeah.
And he dies and gets reborn into a world where he has a better life.
Yeah.
But he's still living with his brain, so he remembers what the past is for him. He's never going to forget the past.
Facts. He's never going to forget the past. Also, in his world, too, it's not like he died, became a different person, and the world wasn't easy. The world is still tough to him.
Yeah.
Like, bro goes through a tornado and loses everybody. You know what I mean? Like, there's still a lot of loss. There's still a lot of pain. There's still a lot of weird moments when a character has to have these crazy internal, like, conflicts between himself and the world. Like, you know, but still at the same time, there's also funny moments like bro getting ED. You know what I mean? You know, like, there's still funny moments in between the pain and the strife of it.
Yeah, Mushoku Tensei is crazy, bro. I'm watching this anime. I was like, that just didn't need to be there.
Bro, for a whole season, it's crazy too. Like, spoilers. Sorry, guys. Watch this
like,
shit.
All the magic in the world, you can invest some, like, blue chew. Yeah. Well, let's move on a little bit, bro. Yeah. When it comes to Shonen Jump, also, one thing that is changing is long-running manga and anime is becoming just like yesterday's talk.
Yeah.
Bro, back in the day, we used to have every anime that you would watch. If it was the most popular, you were watching the same anime once a week for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Now anime is seasonal. And when it comes to manga as well, mangas used to run for thousands, high hundreds into the thousands. Mm-hmm. Now the mangas are finishing more so in like the mid to low hundreds.
Yeah.
Which is definitely a different change of the game, right? Like, we had the big three, which went for however many chapters each.
Yeah, I forgot how long Bleach was, but Naruto was 700 chapters.
Bruh.
One Piece is still ongoing at 1,111 chapters currently.
Insane.
You know, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
But then you have something like a Demon Slayer where only, I think it was only like 280 chapters. Mm-hmm. Like,
Hell's Paradise is,
it's like 120. 100
and some change, right?
Yeah.
JJK is not going to be, I can't see it going over 250.
No.
It's not happening.
I think Gege said he wants to end it this year. Possibly.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm ready to see what it's going to look like. Chainsaw Man cannot be that long. Is it over yet?
No, so there's a part two.
Okay.
So there's a Chainsaw Man part two, but I think in total it's still like in the early hundreds of chapters. And like I think Chainsaw Man, JJK, and Hell's Paradise actually all started around the same time.
Yeah.
So literally in 2018, they all started at the same time, yet they're all mostly done. Yeah. You know, even Demon Slayer maybe started in like 2015, 2016, like done. Like they just go through manga and anime so fast now. But I'm not mad at it. I think that, you know, part of me wishes that some of the arcs were a little bit longer, just so I can get more story and more kind of like, you know, development of the characters and development of the world. But if we have to get to the plot, I'm also here for that. Because a lot of times in stories like Naruto, where, bro, it's chapter 552, and you're just like, bro, we're still on the same fight scene 10 chapters later. That's 10 whole weeks in our lives that we have to go through to be on the same fight scene. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, speaking as a person who's currently watching One Piece, and I'm on the Whole Cake Island arc, the amount of episodes that I've been watching where I just have to keep hitting the 10-second fast forward, I'm like, I am watching just recap of yesterday's, of last episode. I'm watching scenes that don't need to exist. And my roommate, he's seen all of One Piece. He's read all the manga chapters as well. And I'll be watching it with him sometimes. And he was like, yeah, this just wasn't in the manga. He's just like, yeah, they just put this in here just to stretch out the episode.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we have shorter manga.
Yeah.
I'm so glad shorter manga and shorter anime, just because the seasonal format just works.
It does work. It works well.
23 episodes in a season. You get the whole arc done, and then you get a little bit of a break and let them produce the anime to the umpteenth degree, because the quality is better now as well. But then when you're watching like a One Piece or like a Boruto, which was doing the week by week, and they are just watching literally nonsense. It's like, this wasn't in the manga. This is in the episode now, and it's just put here to stretch. I hate that.
Yeah, I have a question for you, bro. Let's take Naruto. If you could condense Naruto down into a shorter, like, new gen shonen manga,
okay,
how many chapters do you think it would be, and what would you omit to make it shorter?
Because Naruto was what, 700
chapters.
700 chapters?
Yeah.
Realistically, you could cut it down to a good 350, 400 chapters.
350, 400. What's going? What would you remove from Naruto as a series to make it shorter?
I haven't consumed any Naruto content in a minute.
Yeah.
But the Great Ninja War could be much shorter.
Yeah, that was like 300 chapters.
It could be much shorter. You honestly don't even need, even though it led into Boruto, you don't need the whole introduction of the Otsutsukis.
You're like Kaguya?
I don't think you need Kaguya, to be honest with you. If it ended at them like beating Madara and like rebuilding the village after that, I would have been fine with that personally.
Yeah.
What else could you get rid of?
I feel like, you know, the arc where Sakura like resurrects Gaara and all that could go. That could have been shorter or quicker.
It could have been shorter, just because you do need that, because that's kind of what introduces the Akatsuki to everything, and shows that they have a plan, and they're gonna do whatever it takes to make this plan happen. I definitely think it could be shorter, but I wouldn't omit the whole thing. I think everything that is in Naruto is good, and it kind of belongs there, but just like most of these other anime, you can just make it shorter, condense the story, take out all that fluff and fat, and just have like a nice lean story that gets to the point and gives you all the, like, gives you everything that you need out of it.
That's a fact. I do have on the opposite of that, there is one modern day shonen manga that I would have loved to stretch out more. I think that's Demon Slayer.
I like what they did with Demon Slayer.
It was a good pacing, but I think that there was just certain parts of it that I wish were longer. I don't want to spoil the series for people, but I feel like everything past the Hashira training arc happened way too fast. Like, there were just certain parts where I wanted to get to know more of the Hashira, and I didn't get to know more of the Hashira. And then so there's even Upper Moon Demons that, you know, you just don't get to know as much as, like, you know, the other characters. So I want a little bit more of that, you know, because then they're going to take forever to fight Muzan anyway.
I hear you, but I don't know. I feel like, because I like the format of what Demon Slayer does. They give you the uppermost demons. They have you see them do their, like, commit their terror, mm-hmm. and then they get smoked and you learn their backstory. I like that. I don't need to know too much about them.
Yeah.
Like that one dude that like he got killed because he stuffed those children in a jar and then he blamed his hands.
Oh yeah, that was wild. Bro was bugging.
I don't need to really know much more of his story. I'm not trying to find out that he was going through depression when he was 16 and his father ran out of him. I don't care. Like, yeah. Give me the little piece of the story. Show me how he's a horrible person. Yeah. And then like, let's move on to the next.
Okay.
That's fine by me.
Yeah.
But no, Shonen Jump is in an interesting place right now. I'm interested to see where it goes within the next couple of years because it's not dying anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But only time will tell if the majority of people enjoy the new format that they're taking with darker themes, shorter running anime and manga, and just overall character differences that they have within the series. And I'm interested to see where things go next because it's ever growing and anime is only becoming bigger.
Yeah, I'm definitely for the progress of Shonen Jump and the evolution. And I'm interested in seeing what will happen to anime and the fan base because of that, especially the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to be looking for in their anime in the future? Because if this is the precedent of what's being showed now, mm-hmm. it's only going to go deeper into that rabbit hole as we go deeper into anime and more manga could get the opportunity to present their work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be crazy.
Nah, I feel that. Yo, Jaquel. Don't get nervous. Are you ready to play a little game?
Let's do it.
So for y'all who are listening, we're going to play a game called Can You Keep It 9000?
Okay.
The way this game works is I'm going to ask Jaquel three questions about Solo Leveling. For every question he gets right, I have to eat one of these Bean Boozled beans. If y'all don't know what Bean Boozled is, it's a bunch of beans. Some taste good. Some taste like straight up ass. Mm. If he gets the questions wrong, he has to eat some Bean Boozled beans. And then we're just going to go question for question. Three rounds, three questions. At the end of the day, we'll see who had to eat more beans.
Okay.
You ready, Jay?
Let's get to it, bro.
Again, we're talking about Solo Leveling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling? You feeling confident?
I'm feeling very confident.
Very confident. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand. Your boy read the manhwa. Your boy just watched a Solo Leveling series and 30 minutes video on YouTube. I'm ready.
Question number one.
It's okay. What is it?
Name all of the Solo Leveling ranks that currently exist in the anime.
Okay.
So name them.
Yeah. So you have at the bottom, you have E rank. Mm-hmm. Then you have D rank on mm-hmm. top of that. Then you have C rank. You have B rank. Mm-hmm. You have A rank. Mm-hmm. And you have S rank.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God. This is for me. You got the question right. I don't know what this is going to taste like, but guess we'll just have to find out.
That looks like garbage, grass, or throw up. What was it?
Juicy pear.
Juicy pear. Oh, you're so lucky. I like juicy pear.
Juicy pear. Got that right. All right. We're surviving for now. All right. Second question. Why did Jinwoo decide to go to the Demon Castle dungeon?
Why did Jinwoo decide to go to the Demon Castle dungeon?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the one where he had to fight the three-headed beast.
Yes. So Jinwoo decided to fight to go to the Demon Castle dungeon mm-hmm. because, one, I mean, there's a few things. One, he was curious.
There's only one answer that I'm looking for.
He was, like, curious about what the key
there's
was.
There's only one answer I'm looking for.
The second thing was that he's looking for this
There's only one answer that I'm looking for. Give me that one answer.
He's looking for an eternal elixir to help somebody, particularly right now in his mm-hmm. family, who's in, like, a weird situation, a.k.a. His family. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to see if the items that he needs are in that dungeon. And so he pulls up to that dungeon.
What's the one answer that you're giving me?
He's looking for the tools for the elixir of life.
Okay. You got that right.
Okay.
All right. Nah, I'm nervous, bro. Oh, God. It's a brown one.
That's probably root beer, bro. Bro is straight face chilling right now.
No, this is like, I don't know what the fuck this is. What does that say? Shit bag?
What? No.
Oh, yeah, this is fucking disgusting. It's that top one, I think.
Liver and onion? Oh, my God, bro. I would have threw up. I'm not going to lie. I hate liver.
Yeah, I'm just going to swallow that. Pause.
Yo!
Okay. Question number three. This is your final question.
Okay.
In episode six of Solo Leveling,
yeah.
How many hunters did Jinwoo kill? This is the one where he had to fight that guild.
Yes, I remember. Mm-hmm. In episode six, he killed, I think it was a total of 7 hunters to defend him and his boy Eugene, whatever his name is, Yoo Jun-ho.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that is wrong. He killed a total of 6 hunters
in episode 6. I was like basically there.
So choose one of those or eat both of them. Let's see how things go.
Okay, I'm going to go with the blue one.
Mm-hmm.
I like blue.
How we feeling?
It's like blueberries.
Oh, that's bullshit, bro.
What is the blue one? They could either be toothpaste or berry blue. That was definitely berry blue.
All right.
And then this other one, I'll do it for the thing, is either dead fish or strawberry banana smoothie.
I hope, bro. How are we feeling? Tasting a little fishy to you?
No, it's strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, that's, yo, this game sucks.
Yo, God's on my side today, boy.
We'll see, because now we have another game for you.
What?
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm going to give you a timer of about a minute.
Mm.
And within this minute, I need you to give me a list of the top 10 shonen anime, the top 10 most popular shonen anime protagonists, according to CBR's article that was taken from My Anime List.
Okay.
So I'll let you know when the time starts. The time is starting now. All right. So this list is going to be...
Does it have to be in any order or I can just write their names?
No, just write their names. If they make it on the list, then they make it on the list. Yeah, so with this time, Jaquel, I just hope that Jaquel loses so bad. Because usually in the past, I would shoot Jaquel with one of our Nerf guns. But I got a little different surprise for him. Hopefully, well, he's not even paying attention. My man is in the zone right now. So my new surprise for him is that we got a different type of gun for him. A little specialty gun for my man's over here. So if he gets the answer wrong, my man is getting water to the face. So... Jaquel, how are you feeling about that?
I'm chilling, bro.
How many questions, how many you got down so far? Because you have about 10 seconds left. You got 10 seconds, 9 seconds left, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're all set. All right. Okay.
I wrote a lot. I think I wrote 11, actually.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Top 10 shonen anime protagonists. On this list, Jaquel has... Yeah, you grade your own shit. Okay. So right now, I will just read from top down. At number 10, we have Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. You got... Not in there?
Nope.
All right. At number 9, we have Eren Yeager.
Oh my God, I forgot him too.
At number 8, we have Guts from Berserk.
What? Oh my God, he's not even shonen.
Number 7... we have Gintoki Sakata from Gintama.
Oh, my God.
Number 6, you probably got this. It's your, one of the favorites. Naruto Uzumaki from Naruto.
Bing, 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 bing.
Number 7, we have Edward Elric from Full Metal Alchemist.
I got that, baby.
Okay, okay, okay. Number 4, we have Rintaro Okabe from Steins Gate.
Now, what type of list is this list? Bro, Google the most avant-garde shonen protagonist list. Ain't no way.
Hey, there was a poll on My Anime List. The people voted. It is what it is, fam. Yo, honestly, if you don't get half of these, you're getting shot. That's what it is. Number 4 was Rintaro. Number 3 is Light Yagami
from Death Note. Let's get it out. Let's go.
Number 2 is Monkey D. Luffy.
Let's get
from, it. From One Piece. And number 1 is Lelouch from Code Geass.
Oh my God! Guys, I failed you. I've only gotten 4 out of the 10. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro, what is that? That looks like a real Glock, bro.
Yeah, bro, I told you. This is getting serious. Keep it in 9,000. Realest Anime New York Podcast out here. We're going to keep it in regular New York fashion. And Jaquel has to get, you know, he has to take the blick to the face. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Yeah, I moved the mic a little bit. All right. While we're saying that, I just can you list the characters that you miss on the list one more time? Well, put your hand down. Yo, go ahead.
Rin.
Uh huh.
Get it.
Go ahead.
Get Tokyo. Kaneki. Gut. Lulu. The water gun is demeaning. I'm not gonna lie. I eat all these jelly beans before I get fucking squirted. Hey, yo! Oh my god. Let's close up. All right, gang. What's up? yo, you know the vibes. It's Jay Quell. It's Kev. Let's keep it at 9,000. If you guys enjoyed that episode, we need you to do a few things. First things first, if you are listening to this episode on the audio podcast on your favorite streaming platform, please leave us a rating or comment and let us know how we're doing on the audio and on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you are watching this on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe and hit that thumbs up on the video and drop a comment. And again, just let us know what you thought of the video. If we were wrong about anything. If we said some stuff that was crazy, let us know. You can follow us on social media at Keeping It 9000 everywhere, but mainly on our Instagram is where we have a lot of the interaction between you guys and the community. We go live on TikTok every time we record an episode.
Yes, sir.
And we have a Discord where you guys can chime in and talk to each other.
I'm a little trigger happy, my bad.
We have a Discord where you guys can chime in and talk to each other and have a good old time talking about anime. So join that Discord and, you know, join Keeping 9000. We're family. It's a wave. We are the best anime podcast in New York, not gonna lie. And we would just love for you guys to truly join our journey and make us, you know, a better podcast every week. So, oh my God, bro, it's just so trigger happy. We love you. Thank you for keeping 9000 with us. We will always keep it 9000 with you, and we will catch you on the next episode.
We out of here.
Peace.
Oh, all right, my one God. More thing, Jaquel. One more thing.
What?
Bang.
It's over 9,000!